You remember her from season one of The Voice and also in the hit Jersey Girl. And now Raquel Castro has joined Fox's Empire, and she's joining us on the line. Hi, Raquel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, let's talk about this, because over the past, well, several years now, it's like you've grown up in public and on television. So what is that? How old are you, first off? 20 years old?
I just turned 21.
21. Okay, so you've covered a lot of ground, and you're just in your 20s. So what's that been like?
I mean, it's been great. I'm just, honestly, I love just growing and, you know, figuring myself out. And I still feel like a kid. I don't really feel like I'm some crazy adult now. But I'm just enjoying the journey, and I feel like this is just a great time for me, and everything's kind of starting back up. I was a child actress, and then I kind of took a break and just focused on being a regular kid, and I graduated high school. I moved to California by myself when I was 18 for 2 years, and that was a great growing experience as well. And then now I'm back home in New York with my family, and I'm continuing to be creative and working, and I'm just enjoying this right now.
Let's talk about that, because we hear a lot of people move to Los Angeles in the hopes of making it big. We hear the cliche, you know, they work in restaurants in the meantime. Is it scary? I imagine that's incredibly scary, especially at 18 years old.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I did it very spontaneously. I went there for a vacation. I mean, I was 18, so, you know, I could go off and do my own thing at that time. So I went there, and I just fell in love with, like, the atmosphere there. I mean, everyone is doing something creative, whether it's singing, dancing, writing, acting, modeling. So it kind of just sucks you in a way. And I met such amazing people out there. There definitely were times where, you know, it wasn't as great as, you know, the good times were, but I learned a lot. I booked a few things out there, and I got to do a little bit of work. That was nice. But I did, you know, I worked at Saddle Ranch at Universal City Walk for a while, and, you know, I don't really have, like, an ego where I feel like I shouldn't be doing that, but you know, as an artist, you want to be creative. You want to be doing what you love to do. So it could get to you at that point and just make you feel like, you know, what's going on and nothing's happening. And, you know, you really have to be passionate about what you're doing. And that's the only way you're going to survive this business, is if you really just love what you're doing.
In making that jump, though, what was the reaction from your friends and family?
I was crazy, because, I mean, none of my friends are in the business. They're, you know, I went to regular public school, and, you know, they're doing their thing, but they don't really understand, like, this business and how you kind of just have to, like, take chances and, you know, just go with the flow, and you have to just be willing to, you know, move across the country to do what you love to do, and that's what I did. And I mean, my family was very supportive. My mom's my manager. You know, my father, you know, was a musician as well growing up, so they kind of get it, and, you know, they weren't too hard. But I guess I was 18. I was their little girl, so it definitely could be nerve-wracking, I'm sure. But I'm a daredevil, so I don't really have fear of that stuff. Like, I like doing stuff like that kind of makes people think I'm crazy, so...
Let's talk about...
I guess they were expecting it.
So let's segue into something called Young and Dumb. What can you tell us about that?
That's my new single. I wrote it actually when I was living in L.A. And it's just about being in, like, a relationship. Maybe it's your first relationship or, you know, that, like, young love type of thing. But it's just about living in the moment and having fun in the relationship that you're in and not really letting other people's opinions determine, you know, what you do or who you choose to be with. So that's kind of what it's about. It's not about, I've talked to people and they're like, you're not young and dumb. What are you talking about? But it's just, you know, it's just a thing. Let's just have fun and let's be carefree and live in the moment.
JB here, back talking with Raquel Castro. What is it that you like? You know, you do acting, you do music, so, you know, you're sort of doing it all. Why not just focus on one, or do they all sort of mold in together nowadays?
I feel like they're molding together in a way, and I feel like, I mean, I started as an actress, but I always loved singing. Like, when I was younger, I would watch, you know, musicals, and my favorite movie, Selena, and, you know, like, that stuff always inspired me, and it brings out a different side of me, I guess. I feel like when I'm writing and I'm singing, it's more of like a vulnerable side of me. And then when I'm acting, it's like more of a challenging side, because it's like, okay, what is character? How can I turn myself into this crazy character or do this or do that? So I don't know. I just feel like I love acting. I love being on set, but then I love being in the studio and writing. And I feel like nowadays you kind of just have to go with whatever is happening. So it's like, if you're auditioning and you book something, then that's great, and that's how you're going to be creative for that time. And then, you know, if nothing's happening, you can sit down and write a song and be creative and work with other people. So I don't know. I just feel like it kind of all meshes together.
Where do you get the motivation? Because, I mean, I knew probably at about 13 that I wanted to do writing, and so, you know, I've got best-selling book and radio and newspaper columns and things like that, but where do you get your motivation? At 21 years old, a lot of people are out there partying and not focused on a career.
You know, I think my family really inspires me, and that's kind of what motivates me, because I really want to do good for them, and I want to be able to help them, and, you know, give my family like a better life. So that's something that definitely motivates me to be successful. And I'm glad you said that, because I feel like some people look at this business and they just think like fame and fortune and all that kind of stuff. But that's not really the way that I look at it. Like, I feel like fame is something that just comes with it, but I don't think that should be the main priority. If you're just singing to be famous, then I don't really think that you are an artist. I feel like an artist really just wants to be successful doing what they love to do. And you know, like that's an awesome job. Like, it's not even a job. It's not even work. It's like you're getting to have fun, and you're making a living having fun. So that's kind of like the way that I look at that. And that's kind of what motivates me too, just because, you know, if I could say and tell my own children, like, I got to live my life and do what I love every single day, I feel like that would motivate them and inspire them. That's kind of what I want to do.
Jeremy Radley here, back talking with Raquel Castro. Let's talk about the success. Starring on Empire, you know, obviously you've met some really big names, right? And what is that like, right? You just said that you're the only one of your friends who's in show business, and you went to just regular public school, and now here you are, you know, bumping into Jennifer Hudson, Mary J. Blige, Patti LaBelle. That's got to be surreal.
I don't know if I've reached that point yet. Amazing people, like Taraji P. Henson on the show. She plays Cookie, Terrence Howard, and they're amazing. It could be a little bit intimidating, especially for the first episode that I filmed, just because it's like, I mean, I haven't really been acting that much. Like I said, I stopped for a few years and I focused on music, or I don't know if I said that, but I did. I was a child actress, and then I went to school, focused on doing that, and then I focused on music. So this was one of my, like, the biggest things coming back into it. So it definitely could be a little intimidating to be around, like, such amazing talent, but at the same time, very inspiring, and I learned so much just watching them. I don't even think they know that I was watching them, but I do. And they just have such amazing chemistry on the set of Empire, and the cast is amazing, and it just taught me, like, to just be there and not, like, overthink anything, and just kind of do, because when they're on set, like, they just do random things sometimes, or they do a lot of improvising, and that's kind of what makes their character so amazing. So it's really cool. And just growing up also, like, I got to do, after I did Jersey Girl, I got to, like, interview people at the Kids' Choice Awards, like Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler, Cameron Diaz, and, like, people that I've watched growing up. So it's a really cool feeling. Like, I love it, and I hope to be more of my idols. I've been very blessed. So it's a really cool feeling.
I get that opportunity, and I would just be sort of off singing in the corner somewhere, and then go, oh, I'm sorry, J. Hud. Oh, I'm sorry, Mary J. I didn't know you were there, right? And then they hear you.
Oh, you heard me? Mention it.
Oh, darn. I feel so embarrassed now. There you go. Do that next time.
I know. Some people do that, I think, honestly. I don't know. Like, sometimes I can get shy, or I don't want to, like, overstep, you know, the boundaries, and I don't want to make people feel, like, awkward or anything like that. So I just try and, like, really keep it cool, and I don't think I've gotten starstruck yet. Maybe when I was younger with Jennifer at first. When I first met Jennifer Lopez, because she was like, I loved Jennifer Lopez back then, and I still love her today. So maybe that was, like, the only time I got starstruck. But I don't know. I just try and keep it cool. And you know, they're humans. They're people. So you, I don't know. I don't want to make it, like, really weird.
Would you have the courage to sing a J-Lo song to J-Lo?
Interview when I was younger, they had me sing Jenny from the Block, and so that was funny. But I don't know. I think I would. My dream is to be on stage with Jennifer, like doing like throwback, like back in the day Jenny, and like do a whole performance with her because I'm a dancer as well. So it's like I don't know. I envision like this whole performance, and I'm hoping it happens one day.
You know, if we had more time, we'd get her on the line and put you on the spot.
I do it.
What can we expect from you then in the next 6 months? What are you working on right now?
So right now I'm just trying to finish putting my album together. I have Young and Dumb. That's my first single. Right now I'm in a contract with Empire, so I can't release anything right now. But I'm hoping to release my next single by the beginning of the summer, so maybe like late June, early July, and then hopefully by like the midsummer, end of the summer, drop like an EP or something like that. So that's my game plan right now.
Well, I think we will have to chat again with you at that time.
Yes, please. I would love that.
All right. Well, we're going to be watching Empire on Fox. Raquel, how can people keep in touch on social media? What are your pages?
I'm always on Twitter, so my Twitter is at Raquel Castro. Instagram is one of my favorites as well. It's Raquel X Castro. And I have Snapchat, which is like that new thing now where you can post videos and all that stuff. And that's Kel Castro, K-E-L Castro.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, and we wish you all the best.
All right. Thank you so much, Jeremy.